Let's be honest with one another. Being submissive is what you are made for. There is nothing else in this world that can compare to being my pet and making me happy. So much of your life is spent chasing things you can't have, or working so hard and gaining so little. But with me, none of that stuff matters. There is simplicity in submission. When you just lay back, listening to my voice, there is nothing more relaxing, nothing more erotic, nothing else you would rather be doing. Because you know that my voice will bring you pleasure. You know that you will get pleasure without thought, without worry, without stress, because you trust my voice. You love my voice. You belong to my voice. We all want a sense of belonging, and yours is here with me, doing as I say and making me happy so that you can be happy. Simple, easy, stress-free. Sometimes my voice can give you moments of frustration, but you accept them because you know the frustration leads to even greater pleasure. You learn patience. You learn endurance. You learn that my happiness is what matters most. When I'm happy, you're happy. Simple, easy, stress-free. I want you to make sure your cock is out. I know you want to touch it, but I don't want you to. Trust me. Let my voice take over your body. You know, not all of my pets have been able to make me happy. Sometimes they don't do what they're told. Sometimes they just let me down. I had a pet once that I kept locked up in my room for 3 whole weeks. He would get so excited when I entered. He would do everything I said. Sometimes I wouldn't let him come for days. I would use him for my own pleasure. And he always thanked me. Imagine life as my living sex toy. Things were going so well, so I thought I would give him a test. I invited a friend over, my friend Claire. I let him watch, tied to the bed, as her and I played with each other for a while. We kissed, licked, and explored each other's bodies. Oh, I remember the groans of frustration he let out as he watched us pleasure each other over and over and over again. When she slipped her fingers inside me, he was so jealous. He wanted to be the one to pleasure his mistress. He began oozing pre-cum, and every time I cried out in pleasure, his cock would dance in unsatisfied frustration. We continued playing with each other for a while until each of us climaxed. Then we lay next to him on the bed, kissing, cuddling, stroking each other. I can still remember the sounds of his whimpers as he watched us in aftercare, gently nibbling and running our hands over our bodies in soft, sensual strokes. He so desperately wanted to experience the pleasures that we were. But then I let her ride him. This is why I had invited her over. I wanted to see just how committed my pet was to me. I remember when she straddled him and rubbed her pussy all over his cock. I thought he was going to explode there and then, if I'm honest. The pre-cum which he had been leaking made his cock already slick and ready to enter. But I reminded him, my pets only come for me, nobody else. He whimpered a little and It was mixed with moans of pleasure as she slipped him inside her. The poor guy. He looked so worried and panicked. The thrusts she gave were long and slow at first. "No coming for her," I told him. "You are mine, not hers." She picked up the pace. Up and down, up and down. I could tell by his face that he was trying so hard. And if she had just ridden his orgasm out of him, I may have forgiven him. But after only a minute of her gliding up and down on his cock, I noticed a change. His whimpers stopped. His moans took over. I saw his hips twitch a little. It wasn't much, but you could tell. He was trying to thrust back into her. He wanted this pleasure. He wanted to give in. She was too much, and his resistance to her completely faded. "My pets only come for me," I whispered once again. Up and down, her thrusting, his hips twitching, both of them moaning so loud in ecstasy. I watched in disappointment as his whole body began to shake. He came. He came hard, deep inside her. When his body stopped quivering, Claire bent down and tried to console him, gently giving him kisses and lightly stroking his hair. But he knew. He knew he had let me down. He knew I was unhappy. So, what about you? If you were my pet, would you hold back for me? If I let another woman grind on top of you, would you thrust back into her? Or would you resist as much as you could for my pleasure, to make me happy? All I ask is that my pets do as I say. It comes back to that blissful simplicity of obedience. You want that, right? You'd better not be touching yourself yet. Don't forget, I haven't given you permission. I want you to go get a coin. If you don't have one, go ahead, pause the audio, come back when you do. We're going to play a little game of chance. Before we go any further, though, I want you to know how happy you've made me so far. You've been such a good boy, laying there with your cock out, not touching it, listening to my voice, trusting my instructions. That's all I ask, that you listen to what I say. To show you how happy I am, you're going to get to hear me play with myself for a bit, but no touching yourself. Don't worry, my pet, the frustration will be worth it. Just imagine my fingers are your cock. Imagine the sensation of what it's like to be inside me. So few get to experience it, but those that do are locked into my power forever. Oh. Just listen to my pleasure. Oh. Let it flood your mind. Oh. Let it fill your cock. Are you holding back for me? Oh. Oh. Is there any pre-cum? Mm-hmm. You can work it into the head, but no stroking. Oh. Oh God, I want you to ache. I want you to ache for me. I want you to ache for release to the sound of my voice. And only my voice. Oh. How it's gonna work. As I get close to coming, I want you to be ready to flip that coin, okay? If it's heads, you're going to deny yourself, and you're just gonna listen. But if it's tails, I want you to stroke yourself as hard, and as fast as you can. Because you have to come with me. You understand? Oh, fuck, it feels so good having you give in to me. It feels so good having you submit yourself to me. Knowing that you're mine. That you're my pet. You belong to me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Get ready. Okay. Alright, flip that coin. Now, flip it. I'm gonna come soon. Okay. Oh. 10, 9, 8. If you've got tails, get ready. 7. One. Oh my God. Stop. If you flip tails and you haven't come yet, stop. My pets. They need to come on command, right when I tell them to, or they don't get to come at all. And if you were denied by the coin toss, or you couldn't orgasm in time, it's okay. You can still be my good boy and lay there in frustration for a while. And tomorrow, you can try again and again. And again, until finally, like my good little pet, you can come with me. Isn't being my pet a wonderful thing? Submitting just to me. I can't wait to see you again.